You are listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois Treasurer's Office and its iCash program recently set a new milestone. I talked with Treasurer Mike Frerix about that and other issues.
Yeah, at a time with a lot of bad news, we're really excited recently to announce that we've turned over $1 billion in unclaimed property to Illinois residents. This is because we came in, we found a system that was antiquated, it was outdated, and really dependent upon paper. And we modernized it. We worked with the General Assembly, Democrats and Republicans, to make it better so that we could smash a previous record.
You know, I know some people who have found things on the unclaimed property system, and they've always been really surprised because it's not always this, you know, long lost relative that they didn't know had stuff in a safe deposit box. It's some people who just moved from town to town and they forgot to check for things. How often is that the case?
Frequently. About 1 in 4 people who check our website find we have something that belongs to them. We bring in property twice a year, so even if you've found money in the past, you can check again. This could be something when you move. Maybe you put down a deposit with the power company and it never got to you. Maybe you're owed a refund or a rebate from an insurance company and the letter wasn't forwarded. Or maybe you were just sent something and it looked like junk mail and threw the letter away with a check inside. Just because you didn't cash it doesn't mean the company gets to keep it. It still belongs to you. They have to try to track you down. And if they don't, we will go in, fight on behalf of consumers to get money that belongs to them and get it into their pocket.
IllinoisTreasurer.gov/iCash, right?
Correct. So it's easy process. You can go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov, click on iCash, put your name into our database. It's a very easy thing to do, and we don't charge you to search.
And we're not just talking about the iCash program today. I know that there's a deadline coming soon in September for the state's Charitable Trust Grant Program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
This is our second round of grants for the year. Our Charitable Trust Board met, and we decided that because of all the problems with job losses and reductions of hours due to COVID, we're going to focus these grants on food security and housing, something that too many Americans and too many Illinoisans are struggling with right now. We've also agreed that the amounts will go out to a maximum of $12,500, and we're hoping to issue more of them out there throughout the state. So we hope that there will be small nonprofits in Southern Illinois who are interested in providing food security or housing for Southern Illinois residents will apply. And go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov, Charitable Trust, and there they can submit an application online.
People get, I think, confused sometimes, and we've talked about this before, in terms of what the treasurer's office does. And they hear so often that the Illinois budget is in crisis or that there's no money or there are cutbacks. But your office is really working to take the money that the state does have, invest it, and then be able to give that back. Is that a pretty good assessment there?
That is a great assessment. So people will complain, well, why don't we pass a budget? Why don't you write this check? Well, that's the job of the General Assembly and the governor or the comptroller. I'm the chief investment officer. We invest money and try and make more for the state. We know that every dollar we can bring in interest is a dollar that doesn't have to be raised in taxes or doesn't have to be cut for things like education. So we take this part of our job very seriously. In my first 4 years in office, every year we increase the amount of money we brought in interest. We're a revenue producing office. For every dollar we spend in our office, we bring in $42 to the state government. So when we bring in more money, we make the jobs of the other elected officials easier.
How have things been made difficult because of COVID for your office?
Let me count the ways. You know, I think this pandemic has affected everybody in our country. Now, it's affected some worse than others. If you were a restaurant owner or a small business that had to close your doors, that was very difficult. We're lucky in our office that a lot of the work we did before COVID was done over email, was done over phones, could be done remotely. So we had a plan in place when the pandemic hit for people to be working from home. They had the equipment, they had the technology, and our transition was fairly seamless. That being said, there are all kinds of problems that happen when you disrupt your workplace and scatter people to different corners of the state. We are working through it, and I think our results have shown that our investments have paid off, our college savings account numbers have increased, and the amount of unclaimed property returning hasn't really changed.
When it comes to those investments, are you seeing some of the dividends, you know, have to shrink because of the markets, or has that stayed mainly steady?
Yeah, the big problem out there is the Federal Reserve and attempts to help businesses out there get access to capital, low-cost capital. They've lowered rates, and we invest in a lot of U.S. Treasury notes, and that's meant a diminishment in our returns. But we've also found that we can then, in turn, lend money out to banks, deposit money in banks, so they can provide loans to small businesses impacted by COVID. So one of the first things we did when we hit and we heard from our friends and our neighbors that they were struggling, we set up a new link deposit program to make low interest loans to businesses that have been struggling through this pandemic.
Mike Frericks is the treasurer for the state of Illinois. You can get more information at illinoistreasurer.gov. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
The arc of history is long. Our memories are short. Maybe your history classes didn't cover everything. Morning Edition from NPR News gives you the context you need to understand today's news. Listen every weekday.